Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim. The title of the shiur tonight is Piercing the Slave. So tonight we're going to look at the beginning of this week's parsha, which deals with a situation where an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, decides that he doesn't want to go free at Shemitah, and he wants to stay with his master. So there's an interesting procedure that takes place in order to allow him to continue with his master. And we're going to look at the psukim inside and try to understand the philosophy of the nature of this process. So if you look in source number one, which Shmos Parakhlef Aleph, Pasuk Hay and Vav, the psukim say as follows, V'im amor yomar ha'evet ahavti es adoni es ishti ve es banai, lo etzei chafshi. So let's say the Eved, the slave, the Jewish slave, says that, I like my master, he's a good guy, he treats me well, and my wife and my children, and I don't want to go free, I don't want to leave them. So in Vav it says, V'gisho adonav el ha'alokim, V'gisho adeles o'el ha'mezuzah, V'ratza adonav es oznov ha'martzea, V'avado le'olam. So in a situation where the Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave, wants to remain with his master, you bring this Eved to Beis Din, and in Beis Din they take him and they put him up against the door, and they pierce his ear with an awl, and he becomes a slave forever. So if you look in Rashi over there, so what's the case? What's the facts of the case? So Rashi says, Es ishti, he says, Hashifcha. So why does the Eved want to stay with his master? So the psukim say that he loves his wife and he loves his children. And the wife that it's referring to is the Shifcha, which is a Shifcha Kananis, a non-Jewish maidservant, is allowed to be given to an Eved Ivri, to a Jewish slave, in order to have children. So if you look in source number three, the question is, why is it just a Shifcha Kananis? Why is it that his love is for his non-Jewish woman, his wife? So the Sifsei Chochamim explains, Ar Korchach b'Shifcha Kamari. So it must be that when he says that he loves his wife, it's referring to his non-Jewish Shifcha. Shenishra Eitzel Adona, V'Azia Avas Adon, V'Avas Ishto Uvanav Shavim, Shein Rotza Li Pard Mehem. So if he knows, if an Eved knows that his non-Jewish Shifcha and his children are going to stay with his master, so his love of his master and his love of his wife and children are going to be equal, and he's going to want to stay back. He doesn't want to separate. Masha'in came to Ishto Yisraelis, but if it was a Jewish wife, Sha'az Tzarech Lomar She'ino Rotze Latzeis Kadeshia Adon Chai B'Mizonoseha, so it, perhaps a guy wouldn't want to leave, or wouldn't want to stay with his Eved. He would want to leave his Eved, he wouldn't want to leave his Eved so that his wife would still be supported by his Adon. So Vim Kane Ain Tam Ava San Shave. So therefore the Tam of the reason of their Ava isn't equal. So in the case of the Shifcha, that's a case where he really loves his Adon and he loves his wife equally. But in the case of the Jewish wife, so he wants to he might not want to leave because he wants the Adon to support his wife instead of himself supporting his wife. So in that situation, we say that that's not what the Torah is talking about. It says, Ahaftias Adoni Asishti. It's the talking about a situation where the Ava, the love for your wife and for your master, are similar. So that's a case of a Shifcha Kananis. Okay, that's just facts. But the main question is, you know, what is the nature of this process where we take the Eved Ivri to Beis Din and we pierce his ear in a situation where he wants to remain a slave? So there's some interesting halachos that I want to bring in, and then we'll hopefully answer at the end of the shiur. So one thing that's interesting is the Torah Tzmima quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin, and it's in source number four, and it says, Im Amor Yomar. So the pasuk's weird. In Hey, it says, Im Amor Yomar. It repeats the word Amar twice. So why does it do that? Ad Shiyomar V'yashana Achas B'tchila Shesh V'Achas B'sof Shesh. So he has to say two times, one at the beginning of his 6-year service, and one at the end, that he wants to stay with his master and his wife and his children. So only then does it work, only then do we pierce his ear in that situation. And if you look in source number five, it says, Yomar Eved, Amar Besof Shesh, Velo Amar Betchila Shesh, Eno Nirtza. Let's say a guy on his way out, he's about to be freed because of Shemitah, and he says that I love my master, but he never said that in the beginning, so it's not enough. Shenemar v'mamor yomar eved ad shiyomar kishu eved. He He has to say that he loves his master and he wants to remain a master slave forever at the beginning and the end. And if he just says it before his freedom, which is weird, we say that, no, it doesn't. We say that we don't do this ritzua. We don't pierce his ear. So it's interesting. Why is this halacha only in a case where the Eved says, when he first becomes an Eved, that he wants to stay with his Adon, and at the end, when he's about to be freed, he wants to stay with his Adon? Why isn't it sufficient that at the end of the process of his slavery, that he says, I want to stay in Eved? And then source number six, it's repeated, it says, Lo Yitzei Chafshi. Amar B'tchila Sheish, V'lo Amar B'sof Sheish, Einu Nirtza. Let's say a guy says in the beginning of the six-year service that he wants to remain in Eved forever, but not at the end. So in that case, we don't pierce his ear. Shenemar V'mamor Yomar Eved, Lo Yitzei Chafshi, Ach Yomar B'shas Yitzia. He has to say it when he's leaving and in the beginning when he first becomes a slave. So the question, aside from the question of why are we doing this, which is the main question of the shir, another question that emerges is, what's this strange halacha that the Eved has to say twice, once at the beginning of his slavery and once at the end of his slavery, that he wants to remain a slave forever and he loves his master? Why not just at the end of the slavery? Why does it have to be both at the beginning and the end of the slavery that he says this? So that's the question. All right, so the next move is to try to understand the basic philosophy of this concept that the Torah is presenting. And Rashi gives us some insight. So if we look in source number 7, Rashi, Perichav Al Pasuk Vav, he says, let's read through the Pshat and try to understand it. He says, Elha Elohim, Babaisten Shetzarech Shimolech B'mochrav Shemachruhu Lo. So they take him to Babaisten, the Eved, because the Basin, it was a case where Basin sold him into slavery. He didn't have enough money to pay back for his gneva. So instead, he became a slave. So who sold him? Basin. So that's where he's brought when he says, I want to stay a slave forever. And where do we do it? Where do they pierce his ear? El Adeles O El Mezuzah. Yachol Shetehei HaMezuzah Kshera Lirtzo Aleha. So you might have thought that you can do the piercing on the doorpost. So it says, Tamalomar v'nasata b'ozno v'adeles v'lo b'mezuzah. But you can't do it on the doorpost. You actually have to pierce the person's ear right against the door, not the doorpost, the Eved's ear. Why? Hama tamalomar ela mezuzah. So then why does it say mezuzah? Hekesh delas l'mezuzah. Ma mezuzah me'umad af delas me'umad. So it has to be that the door is upright on its hinges in order to fulfill this obligation. The door has to be upright on its hinges. It can't be on the ground or detached. And you have to pierce the Eved's ear against the door. So it's a strange, again, it's the same question, but it's just really, really strange. Why are we doing this to the Eved, giving him a nice ear pierce? What is that reflective of? What's the concept? How does it work? So the next Rashi starts to explain the philosophy of this mitzvah. So he says, V'ratza adonav esas no b'mratzea hayimanis. So it's the right ear. Oh, eno elishol smol. Maybe it's the left ear. Tamalomar ozen. So they learn out from the word ozen. Ozen l'gzera shava namar. Why does the Torah use the term ozen? It's to teach a gzera shava, a connection to another case where it says ozen. Namar kan v'ratza adona ves ozno. V'namar v'mitzora t'nuch ozen ha-mitayer ha-imanis. So there's a connection, a gzera shava, between our case and the mitzora case. Malahalan ha-imanis. By the Mitzora case, it says openly that it's the right ear. Afkan hayimanis. So too, we pierce the right ear of the Eved. Uma ra ozen lehiratzea mikol shari varim shivaguf. So the question that Rashi raises is, why do we pierce the ear as opposed to any other limb of the person's body, of the Eved's body? So Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, ozen zos sheshamal har Sinai lo signo. The halach the gun of tirtza, an ear that heard at Har Sinai that you're not supposed to steal, and he stole anyways, that ear should be pierced. The im mocher atzmo, but let's say the case is where he was poor and he sold himself, not because of his geneva. Ozen shesham al Har Sinai ki libnei Yisrael avadim. The halach the kana adam atzmo tirtza. So the second idea is that even if he sold himself, by Har Sinai, we're taught that we're avadim to Hashem, and we're not avadim to any other master, not to a human, to any human being. So it says, the ear that heard, Kili B'nai Yisrael Avadim, that B'nai Yisrael are Avadim to me, meaning Hashem, and now he's going and selling himself as a slave, that ear should be pierced. So the first idea that we're going to take off is that the concept of the ear being pierced is some type of reflection of a divorce from Sinai. That at Sinai, he mentions two things, Rashi. One is that at Sinai, one of the Aseres HaDibros is Losignov, and this guy is stealing, which is interesting, another problem, because Losignov is not talking about stealing objects, it's talking about stealing human beings, it's kidnapping, actually. But anyways, the Medrash is saying he heard Losignov, he stole anyways, and now he's being sold into slavery because he stole. So that Ozen, that ear that heard all these facts and now is just violating the Torah openly, that Ozen should be pierced. And the other is, even if he sold himself because he was poor and he didn't have any other way of supporting himself, the Ozen at Har Sinai that heard Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, that we're supposed to be Avadim to Hashem and not to human beings, that Ozen that is now declaring that he wants to be an Eved forever, so that Ozen has to be pierced. So that's the first explanation. And then there's another one, there's another idea. Rav Shimon Ayadorish Mikrozeh Kimin Chomer. So Rav Shimon, he says that the drasha is a matter of similarity. Ma nishtanu delis umezuzah mikol kelim shebabayis. Why are the delis, the doorpost, and the side posts of the doorway, so the door and the doorpost, sorry, the door and the doorpost, why are they different? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, delis umezuzah shayu edim emitzrayim kishapasachti ala mashkof al shtei mezuzos. The door and the doorposts that existed at Yetzias Mitzrayim that I passed over by Makas Bechoros, the Amarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and I said that b'nei Yisrael are avadim to me. Avadai heim v'lo avadim la avadim. They're my slaves and they're not slaves to others. The halach zev kana adam l'antmo yirtza b'fneim, and now he's going and he wants to be a slave forever to a human being, so that ear has to be pierced in front of the door and the doorposts. So the Rashi says two ideas. One is that the ear that heard at Sinai about Gneva, or that I shouldn't be an Eved to any human being, that ear has to be pierced when a Jew decides that he wants to remain a slave forever. And the second reasoning is that at Makas Bechoros, the Jews were inside and they put the blood on the doorposts. And that was the blood that saved them by Makas Bechoros. Hashem passed over them. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem declares that the Jewish people are going to be his slaves and not anybody else's slaves. So that's why the process of piercing the ear takes place in front of the doorpost, the door and the doorpost. So we have two different ideas being expressed in Rashi. One is an explanation for why the ear is being pierced, and the other is an explanation for why it's done by a door and a doorpost. The ear being pierced is because of the failure of listening and comprehending what Hashem taught us at Har Sinai. And the door and the doorpost is a reflection of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that really we are slaves to Hashem and not slaves to any other master. So the question is, there's a lot of questions on these reasoning, but the question is there a connection between the two? Because they seem to be taking up two different parts of the mitzvah or parts of this concept. One is the ear piercing and the other is the door and the mezuzah. And we're going to see a lot of stronger questions that the Torah Tmimah brings up as we go through the shir. But one of the strong questions is the Sinai thing. It doesn't say anywhere in Sinai, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadai, the Avadim. It never says that at Sinai. And we'll see in the Torah Tmimah, he asks a good question, he has a good answer, so we'll try to explain it. But we're going to take up each answer in Rashi on its own, and then hopefully put it together to try to explain the different aspects of this situation, of this obligation to pierce his ear. So the Gemara that's Rashi is quoting, if anybody has any questions, of course, I always say the same thing, but again, like, just stop in the middle if it's whatever you want. So we're going to keep going. So Rashi says, and it's based on Kiddushin, his source. And if you look in source number 8, it says, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, so the same thing, it says Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was Doresh, he expounded on this Pasuk because of the similarity that he saw. So what's different about the Ozen from all the other limbs? Koli al har Sinai b'shah she'amarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim v'halach zeh v'kana adon l'atmo yirtza. So it's the same limud, and just bringing it in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, what's interesting is that the Gemara is a little different than Rashi, because Rashi brings in Lo Signov, but the Gemara never mentions the Ozen that heard Lo Signov at Har Sinai. It just says the Ozen that heard that we're not supposed to be Avadim to anybody other than Hashem, so that Ozen should be pierced. So it seems like the Gemara is not addressing the idea of denying the mitzvah of Geneva or the Isser of Geneva. However, it sounds like the underlying reason is really the second, which is that a person's not supposed to be a slave to a slave, regardless of whether you're a ganav or you're selling yourself because you're destitute. The Gemara is teaching us that an eved, it's inappropriate for him to be a slave to a human being because of Sinai, because at Sinai we heard this concept. So the question is, what's the flaw here? What's the philosophical flaw? And why are we tying it back to Sinai? There's a lot of things that were mentioned at Sinai. So what's the idea? What's specifically about this at Sinai that demands that we pierce the Eved's ear? So if you look in, what's interesting, another interesting aspect, which we're going to answer hopefully, is Tosfos. So if you look in source number 9, Tosfos says, Manishtana Ozen. So he says, why is the ear different than any other limb? Yesh be Medrash, Marzea begematria dalin meos, that if the Medrash says that if you cut up the word of Marzea and you use gematria doing that and you add it all together, it equals 400. Lefisha Yisrael avadim arba meoshana the gaol of Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'halach zeh v'kana adam laatmo lefichach yirtza b'Marzea olekach. So because of the fact that for 400 years the Jews were enslaved. And now this guy, this Eved, Ivri, is trying to be a slave to a human being forever. So that's why his ear gets pierced. It's interesting that Tosfos is just bringing down a Medrash, even though the Gemara does not bring it down. It's really weird that Tosfos does that. And also, usually Tosfos doesn't bring down Gematrios and Midrashim. He's usually more halachic. So the question is, what is Tosfos adding here, this idea? So there's a lot of questions on the table. But I think the first part is to focus on the first reason of Rashi and the Gemara, that it has something to do with Sinai, that the philosophy of the obligation to pierce the ear of the Eved who decides that he wants to be an Eved forever has something to do with Sinai itself. So let's look at the Psukim, and the Torah Tmimah is great here. So if you look in source number 10, the Psukim in Vayikra Perchav Hey, it says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim, asher hotzisi osam, so Hashem says that the Jewish people are my slaves, and I took them out of Mitzrayim, and therefore they're my slaves. So the Torah Tzmim over there, he says, L'cha'ora, l'fi tam zeh, hayatzarech l'ratzea kol over aver v'chlal. Great question. So the Torah Tzmim says that based on this reasoning, he's asking on the Har Sinai thing, and the Gemara by Har Sinai and the Rashi. So but the Gemara by Har Sinai that says that the reason why the ear is pierced is because we heard Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim at Har Sinai, and the Eved Ivri is denying that, and he's gonna be an Eved L'olam. So based on that reasoning, the Torah Tmimah says that any time a person violates any mitzvah in the Torah, he should get his ear pierced. Why? Because all of it was given over at Sinai, and Jews heard every single mitzvah at Sinai. So since they heard all the mitzvahs at Sinai, any time you violate a mitzvah, you should get your ear pierced. Why is it that only by the case of the Eved, Ivri, who, for some reason, because he didn't listen to this one idea of Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, why is his ear getting pierced and not by all of their mitzvos? So that's the question. Kimo gneva, ritzicha, v'chil shabbos, sheshem ol har Sinai. So all those things, Shabbos, all those things were mentioned at Har Sinai. So every time a person violates Shabbos, we should pierce his ear, because Ozen Shishoma Shabbos Bahar Sinai, and yet he's Mechalel Shabbos. So you would say for sure his ear should be pierced. So that's one question. Question one is, why is it by the Eved? What's different about it? Why is his ear pierced over there and not by any other mitzvah? And the other says, Ve'od Kashek Yalo Pasuk Yili B'nei Yisrael Vadim Lo Nemar Klal Har Sinai Ba'Saras Adibros. The Pasuk that the Medrash, or that the Gemara is referring to in Rashi, it's not mentioned in Sinai. It was not part of the Aseret Dibros. But Ayin Beresh Parak Mishpatim, Bereish Parshas Mishpatim bePasuk V'ratza Adonav says no Kasvenu Biur V'Yishuv Zel Zeh. So the Torah Tmima on Vayikra, he says, look at the beginning of Mishpatim, our Parsha, to explain it. But he has two questions. One is, every time a person violates a mitzvah, they're denying what they heard at Sinai. So you should pierce the person's ear. And second of all, Kili B'nai Yisrael was not one of the Aseret Dibro. So what does it mean that it was heard at Sinai? Why is it different than anything else that was heard at Sinai? It wasn't really specified in the Aseret Dibros. So what is the meaning of this? Like, why are we piercing the Eved's ear? All right, so hold on to that question. And we'll look at this Torah Tmima here, and he tries to give some answers. And then we'll give kind of an explanation of what he's saying, I think. So the Torah Tmima in source number 12. Ayin bedrasha habam Yerushalmi hagirsa ozen shesham al har Sinai lo yelecha Elohim acherim v'halach zeh uparak mi'alav ol machus shemayim v'kiba olav ol basar v'dam yiratza. So the drasha, the same drasha exists in the Gemara Yerushalmi. And in Yerushalmi, it's a little bit of a different version. And it says that the ear that heard at Sinai, lo yelecha Elohim acherim, that you shouldn't have any other gods, and now this guy, he's throwing off the yoke of Hashem, and he's accepting the yoke of Basar Vadam, of a human being. That person should be pierced. His ear should be pierced. So the Torah Tzimah says that I like the Yerushalmi's Girsa better than the Bavli. The Bavli has no mention of Lo Yelaha Lecha Elohim Achirim. It has the other pasuk, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. So he says, the Torah Tmima says, it makes more sense. Why? Ya'an ki ha-pasuk, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, lo shamu klal Yisrael al har Sinai, rak l'moshin namra ben yasser ha-mitzvos. Because the pasuk that the Jews should not be slaves was only taught to Moshe amongst all the other mitzvos. Ve'afal pi shekasavnu v'resh parsha zu, dechol ha-torah b'sina namra. And even though the whole Torah was given at Sinai, you can't say ozen sheshama by all the mitzvos. It doesn't make sense. Especially since Moshe was given most of the mitzvos except for the first two that were said by God. And Moshe gave it to Yisrael. But the pasuk that Jewish people are not allowed to have other gods, that was given over by God himself. They heard it from the voice that Hashem created. Okay, so the Torah Tmima says that he doesn't like our Girsa. It's not that the Isser or the problem of the slave being a slave forever is because of the fact that he's denying Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. But rather, it's because of the pasuk of Lo Yelohim Acherim, that you shouldn't have any other gods, and now this slave is choosing to throw off the yoke of Shamayim to accept the yoke of a human being. So he says that that's a better girsa. So that's an interesting idea. So now we get some insight into what the problem of the Eved, who is deciding that he wants to be an Eved Olam, what's the problem exactly? Uvitosos Khan, keep going. And Torah Tmima, and we'll go back to it, and we'll explain it. Uvitosos kan besugya, have you medrash tam ala ritzia v'martzea, mishum demartzea v'gematria arba meos. He brings down Tosfos, and he says that Tosfos gives a different reason, and he says that the reason for the piercing is 400 years, 400 in gematria. The Roma is l'masha avdi yisro v'mitzrayim da'al meos shana v'akadosh baruch hu golam, v'zeh kana adam la'atmo, l'fichach yertza b'martzea ad kan l'shona. So he quotes the Tosfos. So we never really see Tosos do this, where he brings in an Agadata, a Medrash, that's not really, it really is different than the Gemara. So what's his point? He did it on purpose. Mishum Tosos. So Mishum Dilatama Gemara Kasha, Lama Lo Yiratza, Kola Over Al Divrei Torah, Val Kol Mitzvah, Sherishama Mitzvah Hashem Al Har Sinai. Tosos was bothered by the fact that anybody who listens to the mitzvos and violates them, their ears should be pierced. Aval lufia medrash nicha, but with the medrash that there's a specific connection between Marzea and Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was good. De be'emes ikar tama ritzia humishim haremez L'shibud b'mitzrayim k'mashikasa. The real reason, the essential reason, is because of the fact that the Jews were enslaved for 400 years, and now it's inappropriate for this person, this Jew, to want to be enslaved again. But he says that's the ikar tam, that's the real reason. V'darashta gemara museves rak litein tam lama ritzia hi ba'ozen v'lo be'ever acher. But the Gemara is just explaining why it's the ear and not another limb. So the Torah Tmima says that the real reason why we pierce the ear of the slave is because of, it's almost a denial of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the reason why it's the ozen, why is it the ear per se? Because of what happened at Har Sinai, that Hashem said, Lo yeh Elohim achirim al panai, and now this person, this Jew, is going to his master and saying, I want to be there forever. So the question is, what's the going on here? What exactly, according to the Torah Tmima, you know, what exactly is the flaw? And maybe we can fit it into the Gemara as well. So I think we're going to start with an idea, a possibility. And the possibility is, I believe, that the real flaw of the Eved Ivri that wants to remain an Eved forever, is a philosophical flaw in the sense, like the Torah Tmima says, in the sense that you really can't appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his complete authority if you're under the authority of some human being. So when you're under the direct authority of a master, a Jewish master or any master, so it really prevents that person, that individual, from realizing the total absolute control and authoritative nature of Hashem, because now you have an authority over you, and that's a hindrance, because you view authority in the framework of a human being, and that's going to affect how you reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. So the flaw that the Eved, according to the Torah Tmima, the flaw of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim or Lo Yeh Elohim Achirim, it's the same flaw. The flaw is, by Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was establishing that he is our God, and we have to relate to him appropriately, and we have to be able to recognize the uniqueness of his existence. But when a person decides that he wants to remain a slave forever, what he's doing is that he's creating a barrier to accepting and understanding the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a God, as our master, as our authority. So one idea, the first idea, is that the tie-in, and there are two ideas, the Torah Tmima says. One is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the other one is Har Sinai. So both those ideas were concepts of rejecting of Avodah Zarah, because by Mitzrayim, the whole idea of the Makos was to destroy the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, like the Nile River was their big Avodah Zarah, and the Jewish people witnessed the destruction of Avodah Zarah. They were attached to Avodah Zarah, and they witnessed its destruction. And by Har Sinai, when they get to Har Sinai, so now they have to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to any of Avodah Zarah. But when a person takes on a master, a human master, so he can't really recognize that. There's a barrier, psychologically, for him to recognize the true nature of Hashem's authority. So of course they'll ask, what about a king? We have presidents, kings. Yeah, it's not the same. There's a difference between being under the authority of a king, which is not really as direct as having a master telling you what to do and really more in control. So when you have a master, a direct master, it really affects your ability to relate to God properly. So the philosophical flaw of the Eved who wants to be an Eved L'Olam is tied to the idea that an Eved who chooses this will affect and will prevent himself from really understanding or recognizing the nature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the true authority. And that's the flaw, and that's why his ear is being pierced, because his ear is being, so you can't explain the particulars, but the ear being pierced is a reflection of this idea. It's a reflection of the concept that the Eved La'olam, the Eved who chooses this, is really incapable of really recognizing the true authoritative nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's two, like I said, there's two sources of that. One is Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the destruction of the Avodah Zarah. And then there's Har Sinai, which is the culmination of the Jews recognizing the true God, the true monotheistic God. And that idea is taken away from when a person decides to place an authority upon himself. So that's one concept. So that's the first idea I wanted to share in the share. There's really just three different possibilities, but the first one is that. The second idea is Rashi. So if you look in source number 13, Rashi says a little bit different. He says, this is on Vayikra, on Parshas Bahar, on Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. He says, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim Shtari Kodem. So the Jewish people are Avadim to me first, because my shtar, my contract with the Jews, comes before any other contract. By Har Sinai, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kol HaMishabdan Milamata, Kilu Mishabdan Milamala. So it says, Rashi says, anyone who enslaves the Jew below, meaning in our world, it's as if you're enslaving Milamala, the heavens, as if you're enslaving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? What is that concept? So the second possibility of what the flaw of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim is, as it relates to the Eved who wants to be an Eved forever, is that it creates a poor reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Jew is always viewed as the Am HaNivchar, and we're always, even amongst non-Jews, they oftentimes view us as the chosen people. And now if you see that the Jewish person is choosing to be a slave, so what kind of message does that send the world about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we're a reflection of Hashem himself. So once you enslave the Jew, it's like you're enslaving God, meaning to say that there's a correlation between how people view the Jew and how people view Hashem. And when we act in a certain way, and when we enslave ourselves to others, so now others see it, and it reflects poorly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like his own servants and his own people are being enslaved, and they're choosing it. So what does that say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the second idea is that the flaw of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim is not an idea in a philosophical hindrance barrier to recognizing God, but it's an idea of a Chil Hashem. It's like you're reflecting the idea that that Hashem's not so great. You're enslaving him, meaning people perceive the Jewish people as the chosen nation, and by us enslaving ourselves, it reflects on his nature. It's as if you're enslaving him. So that's the second idea. And then the last idea is the second part of the Gemara and the second idea in Rashi. So if you look in source number 14, the Gemara is Kiddushin again. It's full of this of a lot of these Agadotas, and says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It just says Rav Shimon over there. Okay, so Rav Shimon Hayadoresh as a mikra zeh kimin chumer. So he had a different explanation. Manishtana, Delis, and Mezuzah, Mikol Kam Shavavayas. Why are the door and the doorpost different? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Delis, and Mezuzah, Shayu Edim, and Mitzrayim, Mishar, Shapasachti, Alamashko, Falshtam, Mezuzos, the Amarti, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, the Lo Avadim, La Avadim, Behotsesim, Abdos, Lacherus, Vahalak Zevakana, Adon Latzmo, Yurtsov, Bifneim. So the second drasha is, why do we do it in front of the door and the Mezuzah and the doorpost? Because when the Jews were enslaved in Egypt, and by Makas Bechoros, they were commanded to stay inside and put the blood on their doorposts, Hashem, their witnesses to the idea that Hashem saved them, and Hashem passed over the Jewish houses by Makas Bechoros. So what is that? What's that concept? What does the door and the mezuzah have to do with anything? What's this concept of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim? It seems to be somewhat similar, but it's not exactly the same. So let's look at the psukim inside, and then we'll get to the third concept, and we'll try to put everything together. So if you look in source number 15, it says, "Vavarti barat mitzrayim b'layla zev yikisi kol b'chor barat mitzrayim ha'adam b'abihimo mikol Elohim mitzrayim ha'seh shvatim an yad Hashem." So by Makas B'choros, Hashem tells everybody that he's going to pass through Mitzrayim, and he's going to destroy all the firstborns, from human being to an animal. And all the gods of the Egyptians were going to be destroyed. Hashem says that when I pass over, when I go through Mitzrayim, I'm going to see the dam on the doorpost and the door, and that's going to be a sign for me to pass over the Jewish houses and not kill the firstborn in the Jewish houses. So let's look at Rashi. He says, "Vayadam lachem laos, lachem laos, v'lo lacherem laos, mikan shlo nasnu adam el meftim." So the dam was really inside. It wasn't outside the door. It wasn't public. Everything is known to Hashem. as Eini Liros Shatem Asukim B'Mitzvusai Ufoseach Ani Aleichem. So Hashem says that I'm going to see that I'm going to involve my sight in knowing that you're doing my mitzvos, and then I'm going to pass over you. Upasachti, look at Rashi, v'chamalti, I'll have kindness, mercy. V'domelo pasuach v'himlet. So it's interesting, we always think of the word Pesach to mean skipping over, but Rashi brings down a different pshat. He says the first possibility is Pesach is chemla, it's a kindness to the Jewish people. But the second is, Rashi says, is skipping over. So all of the houses were in the same communities, but Hashem jumped over the Jewish houses. So he says the second shot is that Pesach is not kindness, but it means skipping over. And then he says, but it was present, the Negev, this plague was present by the Mitzrayim. So if an Egyptian was in the Jew's house, he might think that he could escape the fate of Bechor, of Machas Bechoros. Nope, the Mitzri can't escape. He's going to be in your house and he's going to be cut down. And if the Jew's in the Mitzri house, you might think that the Jew is killed, that the Negev shouldn't affect the Jew. So why did I bring all these psukim in? And what's the concept? So the last concept is of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. What's the flaw that the Eved Ivri is expressing when he wants to be an Eved Olam? So I think it's the idea of the slave mentality of the Jew in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we see that when was the Jew most vulnerable? He was most vulnerable when by Makas Bechoros. The Jews were hanging out in their house. They had to put blood on their doorposts. And they were in this state of fear because all around them, all these Mitzrayim were being killed, the Bechors. And they're sitting there in their house, and there's this fear factor that exists. There's this vulnerability. And then at that point, the slave mentality changes right after Makas Bechoros to one of triumph and almost oddness over the ones that enslave them. So what's the idea of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim? The concept is that there's a negative to the an imperfection to the idea of being a slave per se. Of just a person is vulnerable when they're a slave, and a person who's a slave, he ends up giving in. He doesn't fight back. He's not triumphant. He doesn't have self-esteem. So the idea is that the Jews were in that state right before Makas Bechoros. They were in the most vulnerable state, the state of Avdus, of slavery, that had been instilled in them by the Mitzrayim for so many years. And that state of mind, that state of being, was one which was drastically changed from a state of vulnerability and complete slave mentality to one of triumph, and the idea of being triumphant over the Mitzrayim. So that's the violation of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. When Hashem changed our Avdus from the Avdus of the Mitzrayim to the Avdus of Himself, so He changed, or He expected our mentality to change from one of slave mentality to the mentality of us being the Am Hashem. And that's a different type of Avdus. The Avdus of Hashem is different than the Avdus, than the mentality of an Eved to the Mitzri. The Eved to the Mitzri, he's vulnerable. He always is scared. He's scared of being attacked, being destroyed. But the Eved Hashem is supposed to feel confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great and he's so powerful. So the mentality of the Eved is the problem. And when a Jew decides that he wants to be an Eved Le'olam, so he's really instilling, or he's really accepting the slave mentality, the wrong slave mentality, the slave mentality that existed by Mitzrayim, as opposed to the true slave mentality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have three different ideas. One idea, again, is that the Jewish slave who wants to be a slave of the Olam, he's really creating a philosophical barrier to understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's doing that by and that understanding emerged from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Har Sinai. The second idea is Rashi. He says that when a Jew's enslaved, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also enslaved. So a Jew doesn't have a right to enslave himself. Or it's really a flaw to enslave yourself forever because it's a poor reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last idea is the slave mentality itself, that the Delis and the Mezuzah are really witnesses to the nature of the Jew prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, how vulnerable we were, what our slave mentality, what slave mentality existed back then, and the change, the intrinsic change of our slave mentality to one of Avdus Lashem, that now this Eved La'olam, he's denying that, and he's really accepting the state and the personality of an Eved to a human being, and that's really a flaw. So it's interesting that, just to put everything together, a couple points. One is that we see that all these ideas are, there's not a machlokes, there's not no arguments here. All these ideas are expressed, because one is the idea of the ear being pierced, and that seems to be Har Sinai. So one idea is, or like Rashi says, so one idea is the ear being pierced, and another idea is the delis, which is the concept that we just mentioned. So all these things are flaws that exist. When the Eved Ivri decides that he wants to be an Eved La'olam, he's creating a barrier to his acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. He's creating a Chilul Hashem, and last but not least, he's accepting a slave mentality that is a flawed mentality, that is one that is not the slave mentality of the Jew. So before we finish, the last question was, why does the Eved have to do it in the beginning and the end? Because it seems like it's a certain... It has to be his nature. It can't just be spur of the moment. It can't just be he says something, but it has to be something that really reflects a certain intrinsic or a certain personality trait in order for his ear to be pierced. It's something that I guess surrounds his avdus, his slavery, which is that he wants to be a slave. It's not just something that he changes his mind to. It's something that he comes in with, and he doesn't change throughout the avdus process. So it's that reflects that he's been this way for a long time, and that this is really part of his nature. So when a Jew has this type of nature, where he wants to be enslaved, so that type of Jew, he deserves this idea of piercing his ear by the delis. So that's the end of the shiur. Just summarize quickly before you hang up. So the last I just summarized before, but we'll do it one more time. So in Mishpatim, we learn about that if an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, wants to be an Eved La'olam, so what they do is they take him to a Beis Din and they pierce his ear in by the delis, by the doorpost and the door. And the question we had was, what's the purpose of this? So we saw that Rashi explains that there's two reasons based on the Gemara. One is because of the fact that your ear heard at Har Sinai that you shouldn't be an Eved, and yet you're deciding to be an Eved. That's one flaw, and that's one reason. So that's why the ear gets pierced. And the second is the idea of Delis and Mezuzah, that they were witnesses by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now that's why, you know, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim is the same concept by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now we're rejecting that, so our ears should be pierced by the door. So the question was, what's the philosophy? Can we understand it deeper? And furthermore, there's a lot of questions. The Torah Mimer brings up tremendous questions about the first drasha. So the answer we said, based on the Torah Mimer, is that there's something unique about this Avera, which is that the Eved who chooses to be an Eved forever, he's really denying the authoritative nature of Hashem. And that really emerged from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sinai. And that's why his ear gets pierced, is a reflection of what he's doing, of what really the problem is. The second concept was Rashi's. He said that when a person enslaves himself, it's really an enslavement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Jews intrinsically reflect the nature of Hashem. And the last idea was the slave mentality idea, that really, when a person has a slave mentality, it's really connected the nature that a Jew is supposed to hold and supposed to believe in and have. And we're not supposed to be people who are just vulnerable and just scared all the time. We're supposed to be confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's on our side and he has our back. So we're supposed to feel that way, and the slave mentality is opposite that idea. So that's the end of the shiur. Anybody have any questions?